On today's show, Ford scraps plans to build a new plant in Mexico and makes a big investment in Michigan instead. More details about Chrysler's new autonomous EV, the Portal, and Honda teams up with DreamWorks on augmented and virtual reality. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last year, Ford announced plans to invest $1.6 billion to build a new plant in Mexico to produce small cars. That decision was slammed by President-elect Donald Trump on the campaign trail, who threatened to slap a big tariff on the vehicles imported to the U.S. from Mexico. At the time, the company said it would move forward with the investment, but yesterday Ford revealed it will scrap those plans. Instead of building a new plant, it will shift production of the Focus from Michigan to an existing plant in Mexico. But even though Michigan is losing the Focus, Ford also announced it will invest $700 million at that plant to build electric and autonomous cars, which will create 700 new jobs. While Ford says it would have made this decision even if Trump wasn't elected, the announcement came shortly after Trump fired off a tweet yesterday threatening a big border tax on GM for building the Cruze in Mexico. GM responded by pointing out that only the hatchback versions of the Cruze are built in Mexico. All of the sedans that are sold in the U.S. are made at its Lordstown plant in Ohio. And in other Ford news, it revealed some new info about its EV plans. In 2019, it will introduce a plug-in hybrid version of the Transit for Europe. By 2020, it will have a new fully electric small SUV on the market with at least 300 miles of range. The unnamed model will be sold in North America, Europe, and Asia. At the same time, it plans to debut hybrid versions of the F-150 and the Mustang. And in 2021, Ford will have an autonomous hybrid available that's designed for ride-sharing. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Would have taken too long to cover all of the Chrysler Portal concept yesterday, so we're finishing up today. And we'll start with the interior, because this concept was designed from the inside out. One of the most unique aspects of the Portal are its seats. The specially designed seats are mounted in tracks on the floor that allow them to fold flat, fold up like stadium seats, and slide forward and back the entire length of the vehicle, or they can be removed altogether. The floor is actually made out of acrylic, which allows you to see what's underneath it, giving it a floating effect. Chrysler also turned to the clothing and electronics industries to finish off the interior. Many of the surfaces are covered in a synthetic, leather-like material that's also used on furniture, but it doesn't use any animal hides or grains. All of the screens in the Portal are active matrix organic light-emitting diodes, or AMOLED, which are brighter and sharper. They include a large curved screen display that stretches the entire top of the dashboard and a 12-inch display for the front infotainment and HVAC controls. And we'll finish off with the exterior, which is covered from back to front in LED lights that are used as a way to communicate. They can be changed to any color and can even be used to indicate the vehicle is locked or unlocked or that it's operating in autonomous mode. We here at Autoline think the Portal is a well-designed and thought-out vehicle that needs to make its way into the Chrysler lineup. Honda wants to take its passengers out of the real world and into virtual reality. It has teamed up with DreamWorks Animation to develop a new augmented and virtual reality solution that it will display at CES. Users put on a VR headset to immerse themselves in a virtual world that's synchronized to the motion of the vehicle in real time. And it's all set to content from the new DreamWorks movie Trolls. Augmented and virtual reality have the potential to completely transform in-car entertainment, and that's why we're seeing so many automakers dabble with the technologies. Coming up next, a look at the all-new Kia Picanto.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Kia is showing off the new version of its Picanto small car before it makes its official debut at the Geneva Auto Show in March. While it's not sold in the U.S., it is one of the company's best-selling vehicles around the globe. Its styling was created by Kia's design studios in Korea and Germany. The car also features an upgraded interior, and it's available with new safety and infotainment systems. The new Picanto goes on sale in the third quarter of this year. Ford and Toyota just announced they are forming a consortium to create a universal standard to integrate apps. Called the Smart Device Link Consortium, the nonprofit organization will manage an open-source software platform to help give consumers more choice in how they connect and control their smartphone apps in the vehicle. It's all part of an effort to help keep Apple and Google from controlling how people connect their phones to the automaker's vehicles. The two have already signed up other automakers, including Mazda, PSA, Suzuki, and Fuji Heavy Industries, the parent company of Subaru. Suppliers joining the consortium include Electrobit, Luxoft, and Zevo, and Harman, Panasonic, Pioneer, and QNX have all signed letters of intent to join as well. And hey, don't forget, we'll be on the floor at CES this Thursday and Friday, bringing you the latest automotive developments at the world's premier tech show. Look for those interviews on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.